Okay. All right. So good morning again to those that have just tuned in. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your host this morning. Welcome each and every one of you that have joined in. We're about to go ahead and get started. Our first prayer lead is Sister Shirley. You ready, sis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, I can. You okay. Can be.
Okay. Good morning and praise the Lord on today.
Your phone breaking up, sis. Wait a minute, I don't know what you do.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but it's got a break up tone. Let me see. There ain't nothing I could do on this end.
I don't know.
Okay. Try it.
Okay. My prayer topic today is on being prepared. Preparation, being prepared. According to Webster, it is defined as the action or process of making something ready for use or service, or getting ready for some occasion, test, or duty. And just think about, what is it that you are being prepared for? We're always in a season of preparation. We never arrive in this walk with the Lord. After this season, there's another season. But we're going to pray about preparation. The scripture reading is coming from Proverbs 16th chapter and the first verse. And it reads, oh, I'm so sorry. One moment, I'm sorry. Just disappeared on me, one moment. Proverbs 16 chapter, and it reads, the preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And I'm going to read that again. The preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the Lord is from the preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The preparation of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And that's pretty straightforward. That's coming from King James Version. Pretty straightforward that, you know, we are the ones that have to do the preparation. That's a work that we have to do. It's an action word. And then the answer will come from the Lord. So let us pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we just come before you on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a new day, Lord God, a new beginning, a new word on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the rising of the sun, Lord God, because it is a reminder, Lord God, of your new mercies and your new grace, Lord God. We don't shortchange you on today. We say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. If it's just two or three that are gathered in your name, we say thank you, Lord God. You promise never to leave us or forsake us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on today, Lord God. We come magnifying you on this phone line, oh God. Father God, from our perspective homes and destinations, Lord God, we come declaring that our God reigns, Lord God, on today, tomorrow, and forevermore, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, that we are a witness, Lord God, of your favor, of your mercy, of your grace, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, that we know that your blood still works. It still covers, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, that we serve a living God. Hallelujah. That moves us from a broken place to making us whole again in you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing and all that you have done, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. And Lord, I come standing in the gap, Lord God, for those that are in a season of preparation, Lord God. Some are preparing, Lord God, from an academic standpoint, from a scholarly standpoint. Father God, I just pray, Lord God, that if they have to take any kind of certifications or tests, Lord God, that you would ease any anxiety that they have. Some, you know, battle with test anxiety, Lord God. But they can be assured if they have prepared for the test that the Holy Spirit will bring all things back to their remembrance, Lord God. Hallelujah. So we just pray right now for those that will be taking academic tests, Lord God, that right now that you will ease their anxiety, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they will take good notes, Lord God, that they will outline, Lord God, the information that was taught to them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For those, Lord God, hallelujah, that are preparing for transition in the workplace, Lord God. They are preparing for new leadership, Lord God. We pray that you give them favor, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they will collect instructions from the prior administration and so that they are prepared to keep the business and their departments afloat, Lord God. Hallelujah. The season of preparation, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord God, in this season of preparation that you would give those employees favor, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, some are preparing to relocate, Lord God. Father God, some are looking for a plan of action, Lord God. What is the best course of action? Where should they relocate, Lord God? Hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, that you give them wisdom right now, Lord God, that they not get ahead of you, even though it is their desire, even though this is the season of releasing, Lord God, still in their preparation, Lord God. You, as you said in your word, the answer comes from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, may be apprehensible, God. Hallelujah. Prepare their hearts. Be on one accord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them be not strange, Lord God, that they may not have the plan all the way out, but Father God, I hope that his name will ever come at the time that you told him to just leave and to go out, and you would direct him, Lord God, but just to be obedient, Lord God, to do in the season of preparation. Hallelujah.
Sister Shirley is really broke up.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
It's good now.
Okay. But Father God, we're just praying for those that are looking to relocate, Lord God. Father God, that you would just prepare them for God. Father God, just prepare the way made before them, Father. Father God, some are preparing for medical tests. Father God, again, we pray that you would just ease any anxiety that they will have, Father. And we trust right now for a good report, Lord God. We are touching and agreeing, Lord God, for a good report. As they wait for the report, Lord God, we declare, whose report will you believe? We believe the report of the Lord, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you for the medical staff and the medical team that will give the good report, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them be astounded, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, that our God reigns, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord God. We reverence you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We lift up your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Some are preparing, Lord God, for a new arrival, Lord God, a child. Some are preparing for twins, Lord God, a double portion of a blessing. Some grandparents are looking, Lord God, to have a new relationship with their children and their grandchildren, Lord God. Hallelujah. Prepare the hearts, Lord God, for a new season, Lord God. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some are preparing for a winter season. Father God, some live in destinations, Lord God, where the seasons change and you have to switch out your clothes and you have to change this and you have to change that, Lord God. Father God, remove any kind of melancholy spirit, Lord God. Let there be no depression, Lord God. Father God, but we just pray for a spirit of newness, Lord God. Hallelujah. In this season of preparation, let it be a new season, Lord God. Let them embrace change, Lord God, the way you have given it to us, Lord God. Change is the inevitable, Lord God. Hallelujah. So let us embrace it, Lord God, with full vigor, understanding with change comes newness and new mercies, new grace, new blessings, new favor, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, in our weakness, Lord God. You are greater, Lord God. Hallelujah. In every situation, Lord God, you are greater, Father. Father God, and most of all, we ask, Lord God, that your people will be prepared for your coming, Lord God. Let us be prepared, Lord God, because we do not know. In a twinkling of an eye, Lord God, you can just call us home. You can call our loved ones home, Lord God. It could be the great return, Lord God. So, Father God, we don't take anything for granted. If anyone needs to be restored to the fold, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that their hearts are prepared, Lord God, that the church is prepared to receive them, Lord God, as the bishop has been teaching, Lord God, on the different challenges that some have faced with since birth. Some have dealt with situations we are not familiar with, but if they go to a family reunion, they will see that the family structure has changed because people have dealt with so much that has been suppressed, and all they want to be is love. So, Father God, I ask that you prepare the hearts of the saints to do the work that you are calling us to do in this era. And at this time, prepare the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord God. Father God, and we say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. We give you the praise and the glory. And Father God, we just lift up Bishop Clark on today. We lift up Pastor Lenore on today. Let their hearts be merry, Lord God. Father God, we pray for all the spiritual leaders across the land, Lord God, that may be connected to this ministry, that may not be connected to this ministry, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just pray that their hearts will be encouraged on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, that they will preach your word and teach your word, Lord God, in season and out of season, Lord God. Let them be reminded it has nothing to do with the numbers, Lord God. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with the numbers, Lord God. Hallelujah. But the impact, hallelujah, for those that are diligently working to advance your kingdom, Lord God. And we will not take the glory. We will not get the praise, Lord God. We will direct all the praise and the glory back to you, Father God. And Father God, we say thank you that you are making the crooked path straight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on today. In Jesus' name we pray and we say thank you for answered prayers. Amen. I want to just say, everyone, please have a blessed day today. And I'm going to turn it over back to the prayer lead. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley, for that beautiful prayer on preparation. And it was one of my long-time scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for giving her that scripture and the prayer about preparations. We thank being prepared. Thank you, Jesus, because Christ is soon to come, everybody. And we got to start preparing. We should have been doing it, but we really got to start preparing and start getting that word out to everyone else to prepare for the coming of the Lord. All right. Again, for those that have tuned in later, and just in case you don't know my voice, this is Sister Keitha Jeffries. I am your host this morning, and I just want to welcome each and every one that have tuned in, asking you all to keep your hearts open and your minds ready to give prayer and glory to the Lord this morning. We remember today as one of those days where you just wake up and see the sunshine and feel the change in the air, and all you can do is close your eyes and think on the Lord and think of what he has done, what he's done. And that's just how I feel. His creation is magnificent. Oh, give God praise this morning. We also want to remember that this prayer line is a universal prayer line. We're trying to reach people all over. So when we pray, remember, we're not just praying here locally and here for people here in Cleveland, but and not even just in the United States. We're trying to reach the world. So keep that we all keep that in mind. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and put up our next speaker. It is Brother Barry. Hold on 1 second. Brother Barry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone. My name is Barry Johnson. I'm praying with you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. This morning, I will pray about eternal life. Father, this is the day the Lord has made. We will all rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a humble heart and a spirit of humility, recognizing your greatness, your omnipotence, and the gift of eternal life that you offer through your Son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but receive everlasting and eternal life." I express my gratitude for your divine love and mercy that are renewed each day. In my prayer today, I seek to comprehend the required steps for receiving the gift of eternal life. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Dear Lord, I recognize my necessity for salvation and confess that I am a sinner who has indeed fallen short of the glory of God. Father, I acknowledge that I have deviated from the righteous path, allowing various transgressions to create a barrier between myself and you. I understand that apart from you, I am lost and devoid of all hope. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Lord, this is my request for forgiveness for my sins, seeking purification from all unrighteousness and the renewal of a pure heart. Lord, I ask for assistance in turning away from my former behaviors and in pursuing righteousness in accordance with your will. Psalms 51, verse 10 says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Today, I place my faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins and was resurrected on the third day. I believe that through his sacrifice, I am redeemed and made whole. I place my trust solely in him for my salvation. Ephesians 1 verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Heavenly Father, I express my gratitude to Jesus for taking my place and bearing the burden of my sins. Father, I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior, seeking guidance in all my endeavors. I repent for my sins, turning away from my past, and request your assistance in living a life that is pleasing to you. I long for transformation and renewal. Romans 12, verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Holy Spirit, I request that you fill me with your presence and empower me to walk in obedience to your word. Assist me in turning away from anything that may create a separation between myself and you. Romans 8, verse 26 and 27. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Lord, I thank you for offering me this incredible gift of eternal life at no cost. I do not take it lightly. I understand that it is not by my works, but by a manifestation of your grace. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Lord, I seek your assistance in living in the light of this truth each day, fully aware that I possess eternal life through faith in you. John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me, believeth on him who sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Lord, I commit to being your disciple. I desire to grow in my relationship with you and to deepen my understanding of your word. Help me to study the scriptures daily. Help me to pray earnestly, and help me to seek your face in all that I do. For if I keep my face on you, it makes life easier. Guide my steps, dear Lord. May my actions reflect love and grace to those around me. Strengthen my resolve to follow you and to share the hope I have found in you. Father, I lift up my family and friends to you. I pray for those who do not yet know you, who are still searching for truth and meaning in their lives. Lord, soften their hearts and open their eyes to the gospel. Use me as a vessel of your love and truth. Give me the words to speak and the courage to share your message of salvation with them. May they come to know the joy and peace that comes with a relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. I express my gratitude to you for your promises. I'm thankful for the blessed assurance of eternal life that you have granted me through your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you, and I appreciate the hope that anchors my soul, for the grace that sustains me, and for the love that surrounds me. Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. My Father God, assist me in remembering that my life is a gift, and may I live it to the fullest, glorifying you in all that I do. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore ye eat, drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Father, as I conclude this prayer, I ask for your continued guidance. Lead me in my daily walk with you. Help me to discern your voice and to follow your will in every aspect of my life. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Always acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. May your Spirit empower me to be a beacon of light in a world that so desperately needs hope. I commit my life to you, trusting that you will fulfill your purpose in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Barry, for that prayer on eternal life. Thank you, God. We thank the Lord this morning because without the Lord Jesus Christ coming and dying upon the cross and taking away all of our sins and our malfunctions, if he hadn't have done that, we wouldn't have eternal life. I just thank God for it. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. At this time, I want those, everyone is in tune, everyone is listening this morning to, I'm going to unmute for a minute. If you want to praise God, you have praises, feel free. Join in and give God
praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Hallelujah. And that's the difference. We have different prayer leads come on and with different topics. Something we all need. Thank you, Jesus. And we're just so grateful for those that have tuned in and continue to hold on to hear all the way through to the end. We give God glory this morning for his wonderful, mighty, powerful love that he has for us. Thank you, Jesus. We want to remember this morning that this prayer is a vision. This is one of the visions that Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark have, and it's growing, and that's what it's supposed to do, grow. And the vision for it is just, I'm sure it's a lot bigger than what we see right now, but we thank God that each and every one of you have been a part of it and continue to be a part of it. Continue to spread the line. Give the information to any and everyone you know, those that are in need of prayer, those that want to be a part of the prayer. We're always listening out for prayer leads and hosts. And if anyone is interested in this, you can always call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. She'll make sure you know you have the information you need and you know how to prepare to do so. We welcome you. That way she'll put you on the schedule and all that. We welcome each and every one that have joined in. And for some that have to leave, we'll ask you this morning, if you have a seed that you may sow it this morning, you can do that by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark, or you can go to Zelle, you can go to PayPal, you can go to the ekcministries.org. There's iPhone, Apple Pay. You can go through just about any apparatus that they have for you to send money. Thank you, Jesus, to help to bless the work of the ministry. We thank God for the mission statement. As I always say, we are a church in the city impacting the world. So whatever city or state you in, you remember, you are impacting the entire world. That's our focus, to impact the world, to spread Jesus all across the world. At this time, I'm going to present our next prayer lead this morning, Sister Minister LaShonda. If you are ready, you may go forth.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning. All right. I'm praying for my mother's spot, and so I'm grateful. I'm grateful every time I have the ability to serve. She had unmovable. So y'all know immediately I ran to. I started singing it to her. Steadfast, unmovable. But I am just thankful and grateful this morning. As soon as Sister Keith unmuted the line, come let us offer a sacrifice of praise. Come let us offer a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of our lips give him praise. The fruit of our lips give him praise. Come and offer sacrifices unto our God. I am so happy this morning. But I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians 15. It's the last verse of 58, and I'm reading out of the King James Version. Therefore, but my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as such as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we do praise you for another day. We thank you for your people this morning, O God. Lord, we thank you for the ones that have already gone forth, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that the prayers of the righteous have been heard, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, as we come before your throne, O God. Lord, that we're lifting up a praise to you, O God. Lord, that we're lifting up a sacrifice of praise this morning, O God. Lord, before we say anything else, O God, we always want to start with a thank you. Lord, we always want to have a grateful heart, O God. Lord, because we know that we have things that we desire, O God. Lord, we have things that we are in need of, O God. But before we hand you a list, before we ask you for anything, we have to say thank you for everything. We have to say thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, O God, in our right minds. Lord, we got to thank you for the job sometimes that stress us out, O God, and have us turning every which way, O God. But we thank you for provision, O God. We thank you for the job, O God. Lord, we thank you for our children and our families, O God. Lord, we thank you for opportunities that you have given us, O God. Lord, we thank you for every door that you have opened unto us, O God. And Lord, every door that you have closed, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for directing our path, O God. Lord, for taking us, O God, through this journey of life, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the next level that you are bringing us to, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the dreams that you have put in our hearts, O God. Lord, that they're coming to pass, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, O God. Lord, for the things that have already come to pass, O God. Lord, that they are staples in our lives, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that sometimes we see it as a small thing, O God. But Lord, even when it's small, let us understand it's just a seed, O God. It's a seed that's going to bring forth a great harvest, O God. And we thank you for it, O God. Your word that unmovable, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God. Lord, that you have called us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, God, as we are busy, Lord Jesus, doing your will, doing your purpose, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us be unmovable, oh, God. Lord, let us be that unmovable force, Lord Jesus, that is in people's lives, oh, God. Lord, that we are the seed planters, oh, God. Lord, we are the waterers, oh, God. Lord, but we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bring the increase, oh God. But Lord, let us be unmovable, oh God, that people will look on us, oh God, and say, what must I do? What must I do? You're different. You're different. You move different. You talk different. You're strange. You're peculiar. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that we're just not ordinary, but we are extraordinary, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, that we're not extraordinary just for us, oh God. Lord, someone is seeking, Lord Jesus, to be financially stable. Lord, have a whole bunch of money, a whole bunch of money. But sometimes our hearts, Lord Jesus, it's just for us. But Lord, let us have the heart to sow. Lord, let us have the heart to give. Lord, let us have the heart to do your purpose, do your will. Lord, to establish your kingdom on this earth, oh God. Lord, that we are unmovable. That we are unmovable, oh God. Lord, that they run into us, oh God, and we're unmovable. We can stand there flat-footed, oh God, and proclaim your good news, oh God. Lord, that we're not confused. Lord, that we're not confused about what it is that you want us to do, oh God. Lord, that we are not blown with every wind of doctrine, oh God. But Lord, we know your word for ourselves. We know you for ourselves. We are a strong people who know you and serve your purpose, oh God. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, for your people, oh God. Lord, you have them planted, oh God. You have them planted in the schools, Lord Jesus. You have them planted on their jobs, oh God. Lord, you have them planted in their careers. Lord, you have them planted, oh God. Some of them have their own businesses, oh God. But Lord, that they are agents for you, oh God. Lord, they're just not there for their own purpose. But they are there to bring light in a dark world. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's just not us, oh God. But, Lord, you have a remnant. Lord, you have all over the place, all over the world. Lord, they're in Africa. They're in Florida. They're in New Mexico. They're in Georgia. They're in Mississippi, oh God. They're in Alabama. They're all over, oh God. Lord, I pray for your people, oh God, that you would put a hedge of protection around us, oh God. Lord, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you would raise us up, oh God. Move by your spirit. Move by your spirit, oh God. Even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, even as Bishop ministered on yesterday about dreams, oh God. Lord, give us dreams and visions, oh God. But even our natural dreams, oh God, Lord, let us know that you will bring the dream to pass. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Some of us are living in our dreams. Some of us are walking in our dreams. Some of us are waiting for our dreams. But Lord, let us understand that preparation time is not wasted time, oh God. As we're waiting on our dream to come to pass, oh God, prepare us, oh God. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, oh God, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh God, we thank you even now, oh God, that you're preparing the ground, oh God. Lord, you're preparing the ground to put the good seed into the ground, oh God. Lord, that we can receive your word, oh God. Lord, that we can receive your direction, oh God. Lord, that we can hear clearly from you, oh God, which way to go, oh God. Because we understand that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for ordering our steps this morning, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, for opening doors, oh God. Lord, opening ways, oh God. Lord, giving us opportunities, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, that that our vines are going over the wall, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that we are a church in the city impacting the world. Because we understand now, Lord Jesus, that we are the church. The church is not just a building. We thank you for the building. We thank you for the building and the opportunity to come together. But we thank you for every opportunity that we can touch one another physically, oh God. But Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you are maturing us to understand that we are the church. We are the church. So with our hands, we are touching the world. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your impact is true. Lord, that you can change a thing in a moment. Lord, you can turn a situation around in a moment. Lord, that our praise draws you, O God. Lord, your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, O God, for being in the midst of your people this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. We thank you, O God, that we come, O God, on fire for you, O God, seeking you, seeking direction from you. Lord, that we just don't move, O God, as we want to, O God, but we listen. Lord, we listen. Lord, we listen to you. We listen to your men and women of God. Lord, we listen to the shepherds that you have placed over us, O God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for the shepherds this morning. We thank you, O God, for the people that cover, O God. Lord, cover us in prayer, O God. Cover us with the word, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, as we go out and we're doing your work and we're doing your will, O God. Lord, that we have a covering. There is somebody calling out our name. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, O God, that someone is laboring for us. Oh, God, but don't let us be like the children of Israel telling Moses, no, Moses, you go and seek God. You let us know what he said. Oh, no, God. Oh, God, let us all be a priesthood for you, oh, God. Lord, we want to seek your face, oh, God. We want to see your face, oh, God. Oh, we thank you, oh, God. We want to reach out to you, oh, God. We want to cry out to you, Lord Jesus. We want to see you, oh God. We want to see you this morning. Oh, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you because you are worthy. Because you are worthy. Because you are worthy. Lord, we set this day in your hand. Lord, we give it to you, oh God. Lord, we call it blessed already. And we cover this prayer under the blood. And we touch and agree that it is done. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. People of God, be blessed. I'm about to hand it back over to our host. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that wonderful prayer this morning. We thank God. Praying on and unmovable. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that song came across my heart, too, when I saw the topic. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Okay, I had to close the window. I want everyone that is on the line, just remember to keep coming on, keep spreading the word about this prayer call, and continue to just invite people because prayer is so needed, and this is one way to get people connected to God, just to be a part of it. And every time they come on, they're getting a little bit more and a little bit more. We are a people vowing to praise the name of the Lord. Also, part of our believers' declaration. I'll go ahead with that. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. We are discipled through daily ministry every single day. Thank you, Lord. We start off with prayer, then we have the daily bread at 9, and Bishop come throughout the day with little spiritual nuggets all day long, little short, on the short, what they call them, short videos, that pop up on YouTube. And he come back on at 7 every evening. But Wednesday night is our weekly midday service and evening sacrifice at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday mornings, be a part of this ministry and help it to grow. It's not just a ministry for a bishop or for Body of Christ Assembly, but it's a ministry for Jesus Christ, a ministry that can touch the world. We are, as mature believers, we minister from our location, and we are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, I do have a guest, my sister Tracy Treadwell. I want to bring her in. And you guys, I just wanted to say, I've asked for prayer. Her brother is the one that I've asked for prayer for that was in living Mississippi. But I'm introducing her now, and she will do part of my prayer. Sis, you can begin.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to thank and praise God for just another day. Thank God for this opportune time of prayer. Thank God for Evangelist Jeffrey. Tell me about the prayer line. I don't like to pray. I love to pray. And I thank and I praise God for the opportunity to pray. I thank God for just being in His space. And at this time, I will be praying on, hold on 1 second. Let me get it right. Okay, I'm praying on my expectation is from the Lord. I will be coming out of Psalms, the 62nd chapter, the 5th through the 8th verse. My soul weigheth out only upon God. My expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Let us pray. Lord, we come before You right now in the name of Jesus, asking You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that You would give us the expectations to serve You, to love You, to glorify You, and to lift You up. And expectations, Lord Jesus, that You are giving us this day. Let us have faith to trust that God will fulfill His promise. Let us have the peace to live in peace without fear or harm. Let us love, be in love, and not alone. Let us strengthen to have the strength to endure. Let us rest and find rest in You, God. Let us have salvation, being saved from sin and have an eternal life with God. Justice, Lord Jesus, pursuing justice, God. Let us today to show mercy. Show mercy in the name of Jesus. Humility, walking humble with God. Oh, God, we ask that You would help us today, Lord, and some of the expectations, God, that we are sharpened by the faith of God and the knowledge of His will. If possible, to expect great things from God by trusting in Him to choose to do so. Lord Jesus, I thank You for giving us a choice today, God. You're not forcing us to praise You, God, but You gave us a choice, God. And I thank You for the choice, and we chose to serve You and to lift You up. Lord, to help us today, God, as some also say, that God likes to exceed expectations. Oh, God, but help us today, for example, in the Bible, when Hannah, when she had, Lord Jesus, asked for one son, but God have given her and blessed her, Lord Jesus, with 3 sons and 2 daughters. Lord Jesus, Your expectation for us is higher than what we think it could be. So help us, Lord Jesus, not to think low of ourselves, thank us not to doubt ourselves, but thank us to help us to believe what Your word say when we read Your word, God. Help us today, Lord, that we grow stronger into You, God, and that we expect, Lord Jesus, everything that You have done and every example that You placed on this earth, God, that we can do also and have all high expectation, Lord. Let us to stop beating ourselves up, putting ourselves down. Lord Jesus, no matter what it looked like, no matter what lifestyle we came, no matter what our childhood was about, God, but help us today to stay strong, be strong, to be a blessing, to encourage one another, oh God, and to be there for one another, oh God, to be a blessing to our family, our community, and our neighborhood. Now, Lord, I ask that You bless each and every one on this line. At this time, I turn it back to Evangelist Jeffrey, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tracy. God bless you. God bless you. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could think or act. Thank you, Jesus. My expectations come from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Before I continue to pray, I want to remind each and every one while we're on here to pray with us on for those that are in the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers, Mother Shamlin and Mother Izzy and Brother, Lord help me. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't think of his name right now. But God knows who I'm talking about. Remember our churches in Africa, Pastor Pay and Pastor Matthew Woa, Kisha, Uncle Eric. Remember Michael Alexander family, his mom passed. Keisha Horton, her health. Pray for my son-in-law's brother who was shot down in his parking lot the other day. Pray also, remember Sister Tracy's brother, Bobby. He lives in Mississippi, but he's in a hospital in Tennessee. Pray, continue to pray for him and call him out. Pray for the children. Honesty, Sharice, and anyone else that I haven't mentioned, Lord, we asking God to make intercession today and to search our spirits and our hearts. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord, giving you grace, giving you honor, giving you praise, Lord God, for all that you have done in our life and all that you are doing. We look unto you, Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you today, Jesus, because our expectations come from you, Lord. We look to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We trust you, oh God. You are the way maker, Lord. You open up doors that no man can close, and you close doors that no man can open. And you give us blessings upon blessings, oh God. You make a way out of no way, Jesus. Hallelujah. You touch, you heal, and you deliver, oh God. You loose, and you set free, oh God. We are no longer bound. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Any problem that we have, we know, Lord, that you will answer it, Lord God, that you will give us what we need, Lord. The words say, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We expect, Lord God, you, Jesus, to give us the desires of our heart, Lord. Our voices are crying out, Lord God, from the wilderness, in dry places, oh God, looking to you, Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith continually, each and every day, Lord. As we walk, Lord, our steps are ordered by you. Our expectations come from the Lord. Hallelujah. We trust you, oh God, with everything that is within us, oh God. We give all of our cares to you, Lord. We're not to fret, hallelujah, or be worried, oh God, about anything, Jesus. We trust you, oh God. We bring all of our cares. We bring every name, oh God, that was called out on the prayer list this morning to you, oh God, asking you, oh God, to search the hearts and the minds of the people, oh God. Hallelujah, that have people on their heart and mind to call out in prayer today, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to go before them today, oh God, to reach down, Lord, to be the physician, oh God, that they need in their life. Heal them, oh God. Deliver them from their affliction, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Work miracles, oh God, in the hospital beds,
and in the nursing homes, oh God. Oh God, move, Lord God, by your spirit, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, oh God, move behind the prison doors, oh God. Hallelujah, move, oh God, on your people, oh God, that lay on the benches and tents and streets, oh God. Move upon your people, oh God, all across this nation, Lord God. Hallelujah, have your way, Jesus. Speak, Lord God. Hallelujah, and we shall hear, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, lead us and guide us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we can do nothing without you, Lord God. We call on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call on you today, oh God, to touch our children everywhere. Reach out and touch, Lord God, the mothers and the elders, oh God, of our churches and families, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord God, with strength and health to continue, Lord God, to be the elders full of wisdom that give us, oh God, the wisdom and understanding that we need, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We look unto them, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, because you placed them for us, oh God, to be strength and to be guides for us throughout life. And we praise you and we lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. Don't let us forget no one, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, to pray, Lord, for our neighbors, oh God, for our family, oh God, for those all across the nation, Lord God, those in every different country, oh God. Oh God, is going through things, whether it be through war, whether it be through natural disaster, oh God, or genocide or whatever it is going on, Lord God. We ask you, oh God, to remember them. Remember them, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Remember, Lord, the people everywhere, because we all in the last days. We're all struggling, Lord God. Hallelujah, but help us, oh God, that we might draw closer to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because anything we need and want, our expectations is from you, Lord God. Hallelujah, and we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, everyone, I am so grateful that each and every one of you have tuned in and have stayed throughout to the end of the prayer and heard the different ones and helped support the ministry by being on the prayer call and spreading it. But now is your opportunity to help support financially those that have an offering prepared in their heart to give. Please, you feel free to do so now. You can do it. The regular church cash app, the $BOCA, to my knowledge, is still not working right now. But you can go to Bishop Eric Clark. That'll go also to the church account. That's cash app, Bishop Eric Clark, and also EKC Ministries. .org, and there not only leave your offering, but you can leave a 1 minute or less GPS guiding people to salvation. It's your testimony for 1 minute or less, whether it's video or audio, upload it there. And then at the end of every segment service, Bishop usually show one person doing that GPS. Also, you can leave your prayer request. And if you are interested in becoming a prayer lead, Pastor Lenore will add you in the calendar, the monthly calendar, and you can be assigned to certain days. If you're thinking about it, give her a call at 216-475-6327. If you're interested in knowing everything going on, receiving
text messages and emails, text the word one time, maximize, to 55444, and you will start receiving text messages and emails relating to the ministry. Right now, I'm about to unmute. Feel free to fellowship really quick. Praise God, because Bishop is coming on right now.